Kamala Harris' impromptu inspection of the southern border sparks backlash, Trump trolled Kamala into going. By Wendell Hasebo on June 23, 2021. Vice President Kamala Harris's impromptu announcement Wednesday of traveling to inspect the southern border Friday has sparked critical backlash. Releasing a statement, Harris said she would travel to El Paso, Texas, as a part of her ongoing work to address the root causes of immigration. But many took issue with that reason. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tweeted Harris now has a chance to see what 100-plus Republicans have witnessed firsthand. The Biden admin's open border polices have created a crisis where children are endangered, families are exploited, and drug cartels are emboldened. Ryan Fournier tweeted that Trump's planned visit to the border trolled Kamala into going. And that's simply a fact. Representative Andy Biggs, R-Oz, reportedly said that our borders are cackle and Kamala Harris is finally going to the border. Charlie Kirk, a Republican and founder of Turning Point USA, also said, it took Donald Trump threatening to go to the border for the sitting vice president of the United States to actually commit to visiting and assessing the crisis on the border. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, said Harris is emulating the president in hiding from the crisis. And so suddenly President Trump is going to the border and they realize, oh crap, we've got to do something. Coach Scott Fishman noted that Harris is literally showing up months late for work on the border. Not days. Not weeks. Months. A Wall Street Journal national security reporter tweeted that after Harris has faced criticism from members of both parties for failing to go there despite her role leading the administration's response to the migration spike. The Republican National Committee's research team tweeted about Press Secretary Jen Psaki's claim that Kamala Harris didn't go to the border before now because it wasn't the appropriate time.